Mol? Molly? No, Molly, give us a ball. Ready? By God, it's heavier than a flipping cricket ball, that thing. This is part two, isn't it?
Yeah.
She doesn't know. She who must be obeyed. Part one. Part one was in the car when you were getting school uniforms. We had enough? Nearly there, we're lying down. When she drops the ball, it's usually two or three more throws and she won't give us the ball back. Yeah. So, I don't know, I don't quite remember. It's because it's now 7:10 at night and Sarah and I aren't going to the gym tonight because you're not feeling great, are you? I don't know what I was talking about in part one, but the latest news is you went for an MRI scan. Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about it all?
Well, it doesn't make me feel very nice now.
You don't feel very nice?
No.
And that's because they did what? They pumped some dye into your arm.
Yeah.
And they monitored its travel through your body, but focusing on your kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And you felt quite ill when we got home, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Almost like half an hour afterwards.
Huh?
Half an hour after
it, you started feeling ill. Ball?
Or maybe before that.
Oh, for God's sake, it's a flipping 100 weight, that ball.
It was all right with the MRI, but not the pricking of your head.
Yeah, I'm all right. It's a funny machine. You lie on that board, which is only held there with magnetic power. It's a magnetic field. Did you know that?
Mm.
Did you know that before I told you before?
No.
Yeah.
Well, apart from when they start the scanning
bit. Yeah. Beep, beep, beep. It's noisy. It's.
Don't play the music that they play.
I had rock music, I had AC/DC. But the thing is, the music, you get these huge headphones, don't you? But the music's quiet as you like. So. What?
They put the head bit choking you, didn't you?
Did they?
Just fall
down. No, it was me. Yeah, ball?
Yeah, so they put them on upside down.
Oh, put them on upside down. I can't remember when I had an MRI scan which way they put the headphones on, but I do remember it was like virtually pointless having the music on.
Almost got a gag reflex.
Huh?
So it was sitting on my throat.
Oh right, yeah, the top of the headband,
yeah,
was resting on your neck.
Yeah, and I couldn't do anything because I wasn't there to move my right arm.
Uh huh. So the cannula was in all the time. Were they pumping it in as you were getting scanned?
Yeah.
Oh. Was he doing it manually, pumping it in manually?
No, no one was in the room with me. They
was it as a machine? Yeah.
I had the cannula in for like a good half an hour before I went in.
Uh-huh.
It was sore.
Oh.
It
so.
Wasn't
very good at now, what is the. Is this. What? Why did he have an MRI?
I have no idea.
Brilliant.
It tells me
anything. Oh. Oh well.
So. Checking my kidneys, apparently.
Kidney. Oh, somebody's let their dog defecate there. For God's sake.
Oh.
We've this is our second proper day back. Which feels like the first to me. Yesterday was this weird kind of, everybody was tired and
it was
bank holiday that felt more like a Sunday rather than, although there was the same amount of traffic and in fact there was bloody more. It was insane, wasn't it? I didn't enjoy yesterday and to be honest, I haven't really enjoyed today and I long to go back to the Highlands of Scotland again, especially the the western, yeah, the west coast of the Highlands. Oh, you want to go up there? Okay. Come on, let's go up the... Let's go up the road. Yeah. Well, at least the bag in the poo. Now they've got to get the bag in the bin. That's the next stage. So they're just leaving it. They could have put it in that bin there. Dirty beetards. So, we had a bit of a mad panic before. Did you put your passport in the safe? No? Yes? I don't know. Well, it's not there now, so... I had left my passport at work. So my passport's been at work for, I don't know, a year? Have I been abroad in a year?
Yeah.
Where'd I go?
October, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes. So, since October last year. No, September. Yeah, October when I got back. Since October, it's been at work, yeah. Ball, drop it. I'll smash you with an iron. That's a joke, everybody. It's on Home Alone. Come on, Molly. She says, I'm tired now. I'm not dropping the ball. I'll smash you with an iron. Oh, we're going to the shop and there are some reprobates outside. I'm going to pause you. I'll come back to you. I'm back. 7:45. You know, Sarah hasn't been feeling the greatest. She had that MRI scan and they pumped this dye in so they could see what they were doing during the scan. See what they were doing? See what was going on in her kidneys. She hasn't been feeling well, so, you know, we went home and I've just taken the babysitter home. I think, yeah, we're just I don't want to use the word depressed. Now that we're back, you know when you get that horrible feeling when you're back home stroke to work after a really nice holiday, that's what we're, the holiday blues, is that right? Is that what it's called? I think we've got that. Or back to work blues or whatever they're called. And I was saying to Sarah before, I feel really guilty. I'm going to the States on a bit of a jolly, really. And I just feel so sorry for her because, you know, she's got to stay and look after the kids. And I could have declined the offer. I mean, it would have saved us the cost of the flights. Hundreds and hundreds of pounds. But, you know, a bit of a chance of a lifetime. And she's quite, you know, she's not, you know, down about me going. She's quite happy for me to go. I thought the financial implication would have been, you know, the cost of the flights would have been more of the issue. But she's okay with it. She's all right. Busy. Oh, busy night. Busy. I think we're both a bit hungry as well. It's been a bit of a... It's been quite busy today. So I can't really remember what I was talking about in that first audio boom, part one of this, part two. Two sleeps left. So, yeah, my friend, I'm so lucky. My friend is going to, I say my friend, which kind of sounds like I've only got one mate. A friend of mine is going to take me to the airport. And it was going to cost me... about £68 in a taxi, you know, one of these private hire things. It was going to cost me £68, which, to be fair, I don't think that's a bit of a bad... I don't think that's bad at all. You know, to go 70 mile up the road to Heathrow. But, yeah, so I says, you know, I did say to him, look, I'll give you 50 notes. And he says, nah, don't worry about it. So he's probably going to use a works car, which means he's not really affected by the cost of the fuel. Back home now. Children are back at school tomorrow. They're both. God almighty. they're all three of them are happy. Harry starts going full-time now, albeit he's not going full-time quite yet. I think he's got 2 weeks. He does, you know, he doesn't do all day quite yet. What am I getting here? All right, leave everything here. Let's go. Oh, children. I think I'm feeling a bit lightheaded. I'm probably just hungry though. So all the kids' kits ready.
Yeah.
I've polished all your shoes, everybody. Have you taken them upstairs?
Yes.
What?
They're
on the stairs ready to go. They're all nicely polished.
Thank you.
Proper black shoe polish. And you're having tomorrow's fairy bun. What do they call them? Fairy cake bun things. Fairy cakes. And you made those all by yourself without any supervision or instruction, didn't you? With mummy's mixer?
Nope.
Are you doing by hand? Really? Oh, Tamara, that's brilliant. Grown up, aren't you? Becoming a big... What are you going to make next, then? Could you do as a marble cake? What? Is that a bit adventurous?
No.
Easy?
What's a marble cake?
Can you do as a red wine cake?
No.
Why not?
Because
oh, sorry. What about a German cheesecake? It's not, yeah, but German cheesecake isn't the cheesecake that you think it is.
She wants to make a lemon cake.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you did.
No, with
one. Oh, yes, of course you did. Lemon cake.
I want to graze the lemons or whatever it's called.
What?
I want to zest the lemons.
You want to zest the lemons? Okay. Do you like cooking? Following the footsteps of Grandma and Mummy, eh?
Probably.
Right. So, 2 sleeps left and then I'm going to America. I say 2, it's actually 1.5. Well, I'll be getting up about 3:30 on Thursday morning. Hide in my suitcase. You could. It's an 11 hour flight, which means you'll be in a suitcase for about 14 hours. Go on, you could do it. Can you hold your bladder for 14 hours?
No.
Oh, you can't go then, sorry.
I can't even hold it for an hour or a minute.
An hour or a minute? Oh, Jessica, you're so cute. Mm-hmm. Right, do my feet smell? Have a smell?
No,
you're a minger, Jess. I was only pulling your leg.
I didn't.
Right, it's time for the sleepings. Oh, you stood on my foot.
Sorry.
Exclusion zone, 1 metre. Good night, much. Your hair's soaking wet. It's dripping wet. Look, look. It's dripping wet. That needs to be dry. Sarah, my wife, why is it that you close your eyes? Come on, we've got Downton Abbey to watch. We're watching Downton Abbey. Right, okay. What I'm actually going to do now is I'm going to give you the rundown. Get off my feet, Jessica, that's 2 times. Right, I'm going to give you the rundown. What's it called? Right, don't read what's on the screen. I'm going to tell you. The tours. I'm going to give you the itinerary. Itinerary. What I'm going to be doing.
What's
that? Oh. They did do a flipping Route 66. Sarah?
Well, perhaps
night.
Okay, I'll tell you, hang on, before you go, you little thing. No, it's not Best of the West. It's Route 66.
Two or three.
But it doesn't matter, they're all the same. Click here for your tour itinerary. Right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm going to be doing. Day one, arrive in San Diego, California. Day two, ride from San Diego. Oh, no, hang on a minute. Yeah, ride from San Diego, because we picked the bikes up in San Diego. Ride from San Diego to Blythe, California. Not Blythe in Northumberland. There's a Blythe in Northumberland. Did you know that? It used to be a right scummy place. Day three, Blythe to Payson in Arizona. Day four, Payson to Holbrook via the Petrified Forest, Arizona. Day five, Holbrook to Williams, Arizona. Day six, Williams to Laughlin, Nevada. Is that how you pronounce it? Laughlin?
Laughlin.
Laughlin, Nevada. Day seven, Laughlin to Las Vegas. Las Vegas. Day eight, Las Vegas to Barstow, California. Day nine, Barstow to the Santa Monica Pier, LA, California. And then day 10, enjoy the morning in Los Angeles before your flight home to the UK. What's the matter? There we go. There we go.
Day 11.
What? Okay, what?
You still haven't bought that Veruca stuff.
Oh, the Veruca stuff for Jessica, okay. Right, that's it. Good night. Don't nabby time, and my tea.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.